Wild Out Podcast, you guys.
Baby girl, baby boy.
It's your girl, Peace and Mom.
What it do, y'all? It's your girl, Pretty V.
Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out Podcast, you guys, where the ladies of Wild and Out control the mic.
We about to get y'all a show.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we're going to have the Women of Wild and Out Podcast a la carte.
We're back. Welcome to the Women of Wild and Out Podcast, where we control the mic. I am your host, B. Simone.
And I'm your girl, Pretty V.
Krista Angelique over here.
Yes,
the Jamaican queens.
Jamaican queens, you don't know.
Bad y'all. The bad y'all. You have to come to Jamaica.
You do.
I know. I've been once, but it was a cruise.
No, you never went then.
So that doesn't count.
You
didn't
go.
That's what I'm saying. Doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Maybe you could bring your boyfriend.
We have a guest on this show today. A little, we call him, his nickname, Little Fruit Fly. Little Roach.
It's like two flies. Don't bother me.
He looks so cute. He's so little. We got so Cortez little, coming up later. So, you want to pull from the dryer?
We're going to pull out.
I did last time. Let Krista pull.
Yeah, let me do it.
Pour it down.
Go ahead, Krista.
Pass the jar.
The juice jar, B.
It is the jar of surprises.
We got some home goods.
And put a stick on it.
Okay. Okay, what would you do if you were done having kids, but your man wanted to have more?
Get him.
So, probably, yeah. I mean, I get think a relationship is a two-way street. I mean, I guess, one, it depends on how many kids, depends on the stability. Maybe I could just be like, let me take a break. You know, like some people take a break off school a year after they get out.
The guys ain't got to do nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, you didn't have to re-alter your whole body for it. You kind of just did some strokes and that was it.
But that's why I think you have conversations like this before you get into a deep relationship. So if we don't want the same things at the beginning, we don't need to be dating.
But what about, like, if you say, okay, yeah, let's have two or three kids. And then when the third kid is born, maybe like a year after, your man's like, so, babe, what about the next one?
We already agreed. No take backs.
For me,
paper,
I mean,
scissors, rock.
Yeah, what about you, MV?
Get what he want. If you want to have more kids, we'll figure it out when it's there. If not, I'm the type of girl, too. I told God I only want one child. But I already knew I'm probably going to get, like, maybe one more, two more. But if he says, babe, let's go around three, and I'm less tired. You know, but I don't mind.
I want eight, but my boyfriend already has three, so I'm going to have five.
Yeah, my mom wanted a big family, too, and I was the last one.
I'm the last two. We call them wash belly in Jamaica.
Yeah. What's wash belly?
The last child.
Really?
So you're basically like everything now.
I'm washing my hands of this.
Yes, you're the wash belly.
Yes, my mama is done.
I'm the oldest of two.
You have another sibling?
I'm the oldest of two.
Oh, you enjoy
do the math.
Sorry, I'm like, you have another two.
Just do the math. Me and her.
Yeah.
How many siblings do you guys have?
One.
Well, you just
so I'm the oldest of two.
I have.
Am I not saying that right? I am the oldest out of two.
Yeah.
There is two, and there's one that's younger, there's one that's older. I am the oldest.
Yeah, I have three. One on my dad's side, Dorian, what's up? He just graduated from high school. My oldest
that's
brother,
crazy.
Dominique. My oldest sister, Danielle, and I'm the baby on my mom's side. And, yeah, everybody in my family names D's.
There's Dominique, Davana, Danielle, Dorian.
And then my dad's side is Donna, which is his name. His brother's name is Derek. His sister's name is Donna. Her son's name is Danny. So everybody has D's.
It's a D.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Yori. My uncle married to her. Last name was Delia. Her kids are Diamond and Deja. So it's all everybody.
It's all D's.
I think I'm going to keep that up.
I have two brothers and a sister, and I'm the last.
Are you the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last kids be raw. We got a lot going on. Baby and us, spoilers. Yeah, you're the oldest. You had to go through it.
I had to go through what?
All the fighting.
The first parenting.
All the
what?
Up. All the. Since I pick up my big sister,
make yourself up.
But I used to always pick up my sister and I used to always fight her all the time.
That's crazy. I didn't go through that.
I'm like, don't wear my shirt.
What y'all had going on?
Don't wear my shirt. Don't wear my shoes. Don't eat my food.
Well, me and my sister, we're like 10 years apart, so I didn't really grow up close to her.
You were her babysitter.
Me and my sister is
I mean, she was your babysitter.
Basically.
Me and my sister was a year apart. I used to give her hell. We used to fight brother. Over stupid stuff. Food,
do
chips.
Do you argue now?
Can't imagine.
No. Remember what time for that? We all not. But as a kid, like elementary school, middle school, I have to say the oldest ones have to go through it. My brother got it too. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, you're the baby.
Like, seriously, we're the same age.
But yeah, but my sister, she don't even look older than me, but my sister is 30 and I'm about to be, this is gonna be 31 this year. She looked like she's 16. She
looks so young. She's so quiet.
She's so quiet. People think I'm the oldest when we come around. Like, who, which one? And I'm like, she is.
You have the same mom and daddy. But Dorian
got a different mom.
Got you.
But I love my sister down. It's not like having a big sister. Like, I'm so happy for her and so grateful. Every time we look back and think about the fights we had, like, just everything, I just be like, why did we ever do that?
Over nothing.
She scraped my little face and went to middle school. They're like, you got beat up by Danielle. Because they know that was my sister in school.
I had to, like, work on my relationship with my sister.
Really?
Yeah, because, as you said, she was, like, the babysitter. So she was, like, my mom. And I'm just like, at that time in your life, older, you're like, who wants to have a
because when she's 20, you 10.
Precisely. Like, I'm just like... So anything that I did, especially when I got into a teenager, she would go back to my mom like, you never let us do this when we were that age. And I'm just like, don't be a hater.
That's how I feel about my mom. Don't she be a hater. She'd be like, let her go. My sister's like, why do you always have to baby her? So that's why we used to get in fights all the time.
Well, I wonder if Cortez has any more fruit flies in his family.
We're going to find out.
Because my birthday is October, my sister's September, and my brother's November. So September, October, November.
Well, you guys, after this break, we are going to meet Cortez. If you don't know him, you will see him. And always talking about when we say fruit fly. A little roach of the house.
The rat of the house. The mice.
That's so mean.
And B. Simone got mad sisters because I'm one of them. So we fight all the time. You're getting niggas chunked up. Give me the shirt. Give me the butter.
We can't even fit the same size. You see, now brought this out. He was like, Vina, if you don't take this small and put it on, we don't even have the same style. So you guys, we'll be back with Cortez, our guest, and more Women Wild Not podcast right after this break. Stay tuned. Don't leave.
All right, honey. We are back, honey, with the Women Wild Not podcast.
Yeah.
We got a little head in this building today.
Peanut head.
PBS head. Grape head. I mean, football head.
Mustard seed head. That's real small. Mustard seed head.
Pumpkin seed. The one that's, you know, we had pumpkin seed like this, and then when you open the pumpkin seed, it's a little head, and that's Cortez. But so talented.
Grain of salt.
So super talented. Quick on his feet. His jokes are so funny. He's out of the box. He's short. He's like 4'2", and literally like not.
Is
like,
he 4'2"?
He's like 3'9".
It might be 2'6".
It might just be 1.
Right. Well, let's bring him up. It's Cortez, y'all. Y'all
Cortez-y 10.
Let's get with it.
Hi, little man. Hi.
And I forgot he wear glasses, too.
Yeah.
Probably full to seat up in here.
Yeah. Put your headphones on.
Put my headphones on.
Let's get it.
Pull the mic. Why y'all got this tall-ass mic for him?
Cortez, what kind of...
There we go. We lit Cortez. Now.
No, really talking
to the mic.
Cortez, what are those bifocals or what are they?
These are definitely like from the mall, actually. I got these from the mall. I don't know.
I'm talking about your prescription.
These aren't prescription.
What is it? What's the definition of bifocal?
It's like another shield.
A layer.
It's like another, goggles.
Like three layers.
It's a goggle.
Three
so
layers.
So what are yours called?
Oh, baby, mine's just regular frames, baby. I can see out of it.
2020?
2020.
Ooh, thank you.
But trying to roll somebody with glasses. You got glasses on.
They think.
So, Cortez.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'1", actually.
Oh, we weren't that far off. That.
Cortez, what's up?
What up? I'm excited to be here. Surrounded by all these beautiful women. This is a blessing.
Yeah. Cortez, so who is Cortez? Like, let's talk about it. Because your Instagram said one thing, in person is another.
Cortez.
What is going on?
Cortez is a class clown turned comedian, actually.
I think that was all of us.
Yeah.
Class clown.
Yeah, class clown turned clown.
You was voted funniest?
Yeah, most likely to be a comedian. I wouldn't say the funniest, but most likely to be a comedian.
Where you from?
I'm actually from Chicago, but I live in Atlanta right now.
And how old are you?
23 years old.
23.
So you have
5'1".
Or
4'1".
The world right there. Like, your future is so bright. 23?
I appreciate super. You.
What was I doing at 23?
Oh, so now who acting old?
No, I'm saying.
Your future is so bright.
The inspiration.
You have the world at the palm of your hand.
Hey, and I'm looking like,
Yeah. 23 years old. I don't know what I was. I don't know if I was begging or working at two jobs. I don't know.
I had two jobs.
I don't know what I was doing.
So, and you were wilding out.
Yeah, he's on the show.
At 23. Mm-hmm. That's great.
That's great.
You're accomplishing a lot at a young age. Yeah. How'd you get on Wildin' Out? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I showed up to the audition. Well, no, originally I was.
So, how'd you get the audition? Start from the beginning. Yeah. I showed up to the audition. An average person can't just get an audition Wildin' Out.
I was doing stand up comedy for 5 years. The actual owner of the comedy club invited me down to the auditions.
Oh, so, wow. That's so good. And what city was this in?
This was in Atlanta.
Oh, lit.
So I didn't have to do anything to actually get to the audition, actually, except audition, right? Mm-hmm. So it was a blessing, and it was a lucky pick.
And you got picked?
Yes.
The first time you auditioned?
Yes, the first time I auditioned.
Why did they choose you, Cortez?
I don't know. Why did they choose me?
Niall.
I originally thought like, okay, he's a funny looking kid. He definitely looks like a kid.
The look.
Yeah. So, but I was able to actually bring something to the table joke wise.
So. So fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it was the head shape, because maybe it was something that we could talk about.
Probably.
Probably.
You know, a lot of people get on the head shape, you know, but I think One of the craziest head jokes I've received was I was in Walmart and a kid came up to me. And he was looking at me sideways and I was like, what, Lanika? Like, what? And he was like, dude, your head shaped like you had a bright idea but never got to use it. And I was like, clever. Clever.
So when people talk about your head, do you like get offended by it?
Not really. I tell them I'm ahead of a game. I got a head start. I've heard them all though. Like,
yeah, it's only so many things you can say about your head.
I've been told my head is shaped like a gusher that fell behind the couch but been there for a long time.
I love gushers.
Sock full of nickels. Teardrop upside down. Toilet seat cover.
Oof.
A toot tune.
What is that?
The toothbrush that play music in your mouth. The toot tune.
Wow.
But my favorite is
a
the
fill-in.
My favorite is the thing you get the baby boogers out with. That's
ew,
my favorite.
Wow.
Really? That's definitely your head shape.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Turn to the side.
Ooh, I got a Tyler head. It's like long and slender.
You need to grow your hair out.
I need to do something with my hair, bro.
Jesus.
But no, I definitely think it was a distinctive look.
Oh, Cortez, don't do it again.
I was throwing my Chipotle.
No, it was. I have a distinctive look, but I was able to, you know, be able to actually
that is crazy.
Some real life comedy.
I've never looked at it.
From the side, I got a headache.
How long have you been on Wildin' Out?
This is actually like, I've just completed my fifth season, so I'm going into my sixth season of Wildin' Out.
Damn,
that's awesome. What season?
My sixth. I'm going into my sixth season.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm on my sixth. Oh, that's so dope.
Oh, yeah, we
that's
thugging.
Crazy.
So what do I say every time we talk about something that's so humbling? I always bring Cortez up. Remember?
Like, oh, his story.
His story.
Go ahead. Because I haven't heard his story personally from his mouth. So
I haven't heard your story personally, but I've always asked when we did one show together. Remember, it was at the college.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you, and I was like, Cortez, like, what do you do outside the season? Like, what do you do? You know, I know everybody has their different things, work and whatever they have going on. But you said, I work at Red Lobster.
Mm. Yeah.
So I used to.
Yeah, you know. But you would just, you know, look at someone who's coming from a show like Wildin' Out as a big platform, like, hey, mm-hmm. like, this should be something consistent for you. Not just with Wildin' Out, because we know when that shoots, but like, just different digital deals, different opportunities. But you're still like, I have to get my money.
Do you still work there?
I actually don't work there anymore. My first two seasons of Wildin' Out, I was currently still working there, actually.
Wow.
So.
And now outside of Wildin' Out, you just do entertainment, stand-up, social
comedy.
Media.
I've tried to go back to Wildin' Out a few times, actually. You know, the guy actually told me, he was like, I don't want to rehire you.
Wait,
go back to what? You're
saying go back to Red Lobster.
Okay. Yeah, I tried to go back to Red Lobster after my third season just from being off a long time. And the guy told me he didn't want to rehire me because when I left, I was actually the only one who accomplished something. So he said, you're talented, you're funny, and I want to work for you, and I don't want you to work for me no longer. So he gave me a free meal, and I've been working for myself ever since.
Awesome.
That's good for
him. Good for you.
Right.
And good for him. Yes. God using him as a vessel for you to keep going and pushing. We was in the green room maybe a couple days ago, two, three days ago, and he was editing his YouTube. And I was like, so you cute. Film it and edit it yourself? He's like, yeah, Funny Mike taught me how to edit. Shout out to Funny Mike.
He
showed me his intro. It was so good and so good. Cute. You're so talented and passionate about what you do. Because I stopped editing YouTube a long time ago. That shit is time consuming.
Yeah,
it's so time consuming.
It takes a lot of work, but I like it. Edit good. YouTube.
I can't wait to check out your YouTube.
Yeah, I was so like, wow, Jesus. And the reason why I was so like, wow about it, because, you know, being in this entertainment industry, we'll think, like Clip said before you showed up, that, you know, we take a lot of things for granted. We don't really just be like, wow, thank you, Jesus. It was like, oh, we're supposed to be here. This is what I'm supposed to do. And this is what I got going on.
You get comfortable.
You get comfortable. Like, I'm spoiled now. Mm-hmm. But you're like, look, I did 2 seasons and I still got to work.
Yep.
You know, I go back. That's the humbleness in you, you mm-hmm. know. And for me, I've always, when someone always asks me, like, you know, did you ever think, I knew that my passion was going to be some form of arts, like mm-hmm. in the entertainment industry. But sometimes, like you said, it's up and down in this shit. You got to know how to juggle mm-hmm. the reality of things and like coming off a show and really not having nothing to do after. And you like, look, I'm going to get my money. I got shit to do. I got stuff to pay for.
Absolutely.
So I applaud you because I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
hustling at your own pace.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And where do you live now?
I actually stay in Macon, Georgia right now. But I just got my own place, so I'm thinking.
Oh, my God. Like, there you go. I just think that is so awesome.
Leveling up.
Like, yo.
Right in Georgia, next to us, because, you know, me and V in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm in my own place. Got my media room set up, so I'm able to actually do
So you paying bills, Cortez?
Yeah, I'm paying bills.
Yes. Oh, your mama take care of the bills, and you just give her the money?
No.
Because I still do that. No, I don't pay no bills.
I was staying with my mom. We got into a disagreement. I left. I actually used all of my life savings to pay up all of my rent so that I can do comedy full time. So
amen.
That's what I've been doing.
Are you and your mom good now?
We're content.
Okay.
We're content.
Okay.
But she just wants the best for me. That's all. And I want to chase a dream. And, mm-hmm. you know, that 13, 14%, as people to call it, is what I'm heading for.
Well, you're already in it.
You are
on MTV's Wild and Out, a legendary show, a historic show that will go down in history, and you can say you were a cast member on.
Absolutely.
That really makes me like so emotional. Definitely.
I'm so glad I got to hear your story. It's really inspiring.
I know. I didn't know it either. Yeah. I didn't know it either.
Because my mom, I mean, I pay my bills, but my mom makes sure it's organized because I'm too busy to be running around.
Like,
so
I forgot the
I got the organized mom. You know, I actually have 3 sets of twins in my family, and I'm one of them.
You're a twin?
You are a twin?
Oh, so somebody else got your twin?
No.
Somebody else got his head.
His name is Martez, so it's Cortez and Martez.
Are you identical?
No, we're fraternal. We just got the same name.
So let me see the head, Cortez.
If you want to see the
head. How tall is he?
He's actually.
What if you walk in here looking like more shit?
I'm the entertainment. Right. I'm the entertainment kid, and then he's the one who's like no phone, no nothing. He really like he's a hippie, so lives his life based off of just what he sees in front of him, and he does the traveling and stuff, and whatever happens in his life.
Awesome,
right? And then I'm the one that's in front of the camera and
planning and
like Instagram and social media.
Are you gonna show us a picture?
Yeah, I'll show you a picture. Oh, my phone's on charge. I don't have it.
Okay.
Grab it.
Not
right
now.
I gotta see this
after
twin.
The break. Yeah. After the break.
Okay.
After the break, I got you.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, before you came on, we were talking about, like, if you get into a relationship with a woman and you guys decide or not decide on how many kids you're having, and then you decide on a number, but you want more. Like, from a man's perspective, because we got a woman's perspective.
Oh, y'all asking me about sex. I just started having it. I don't know anything about that.
Well, hypothetically, if you
But you have a girlfriend.
Yeah,
I was in the bathroom taking
pictures.
I'm happy
now. Yeah, I got a girlfriend. Hypothetically, you know, the question was what?
If you wanted more kids, how would you feel about her saying no or her being open to having the conversation again?
I heard Pretty V say that if it's discussed prior, or was that B. Simone? If it's discussed prior, then that should be the plan.
I'm a huge,
I feel like the longer the relationship goes, the more teamwork you have to have.
Yeah.
So it all depends on where you're at with it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. And Cortez, I gotta just say something. Like, so you got a girlfriend now?
Oh yeah, 2 years running. 2 years long and strong.
Yeah, that's
so cute.
How does the kissing, like, do you like?
We the same size.
I want to see her. Can we get Cortez's phone?
Cortez, how you?
I want to see the girlfriend and the brother.
Cortez, you see that little wet?
Yeah. I did not look.
Oh, now turn to the side, Cortez.
I did not look. I don't want to know nothing about how he kissed.
No, I'm with my high school sweetheart. We've been together for 2 years, and she makes me really happy.
Mm. Oh Lord, that's awesome. Amazing.
How old is she? Same age.
She just turned 20.
How tall is she?
5'2".
So y'all both y'all both just little hands, little feet.
What is she proud of you and stuff? Like, you know, being she's all wild and very, out. And
she's happy for me. She's proud of my work ethic. She's Panamanian, so she's not too in tune with culture, but I like the spontaneous level, and I like the idea that she don't know nothing about nothing, because I don't have to...
Because that means she loves you for you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have the intentions and all that. I don't have to check on that.
That's dope. I love that. What does she do?
She's a musician. She's a musician, and she's actually going to school for welding. She likes fire, so...
Wow. Better be careful, Cortez.
Like, okay, don't piss her off.
Yeah.
Right. She likes welding, but she's...
Burn your house now.
She's the type of girl, she has this mentality where if a guy can do it, that's what she wants to do. Oh, yeah. You think only a guy can do it? That's the route she takes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lit.
Yeah. That's good. So just make sure she don't blow none off your head.
Right.
Make it bigger, whatever.
Set stuff on fire, bleach in the bottom drawer. Gotta watch her.
Yeah, what? Cortez.
So what's next for Cortez?
Well, while I was on break, I actually got the blessing of going on tour with Kenan Thompson. So I'm gonna go back on tour. Shouts out to him.
How
he just got
that?
His star.
Yes.
Kenan Thompson, I did the Kenan Thompson's Ultimate Comedy Experience. That was amazing.
Awesome.
So I got to host a lot of actual youth. I got to host the kids comedy show.
Oh wow.
I got to host the kids comedy shows. But what's next for Cortez? We don't know. YouTube.
It's all the same thing. It's so cute.
Comedy.
Are you fine?
Wherever life takes me is where I'm headed.
Okay. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Athena, being a child.
I love it. Cortez, so before we let you go, I'm going to know you have a flight to catch, but give us something like a quote, anything positive before you get out of here, just so we could, you know, leave, you know,
turning negatives into positives, and boredom is a sign of unused potential.
Boredom is a sign of unused potential.
Yes. Absolutely. I'm not familiar with who quote that is, but it's one of my favorites.
That's so great.
Say it one more time.
Is. Boredom is a sign of unused potential.
You know what I hate when people, what you doing? Nothing. I'm so bored. I don't
me
like
too.
That.
Yeah.
Well, mostly from a man. Don't tell me you're
from
bored.
From a man. Don't tell me you're bored. I'm just playing a video game.
Tell me you just walked your fish.
Y'all got the wine. I got the apple juice. I rocks with it.
You got apple juice?
Yeah.
You don't drink?
Uh-uh.
Do you smoke?
No.
Good for you.
And why don't you do that?
Because it just tastes nasty. And my parents come from a, you know, they're alcoholics and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
breaking generational curses.
Definitely.
I know you're right.
Cortez, one of your cousins is over here.
And I just talked about that. And I just talked about, like, living by what you was taught at home and probably seeing examples that you don't want to follow.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing for me. Like, if you see somebody, like, getting in trouble every day or getting abused or watching, like, I don't want to be in that situation.
Sometimes it can either trickle down or you break that curse.
Yeah. It'd be easy to partake in if people was to do things responsibly. Mm-hmm. But I have a fear of just putting stuff in my body that's going to make me an addict, you know?
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You're mature enough to know that you don't even need to cross that
I got an older brother and he actually walked to the corner store for papers and blunts and it'd be cold and snowing. I just don't want to be a fiend. So I try
itching to go to the corner store.
I don't want to be a fiend when it comes to anything. I like candy though.
Candy is tell. Addicting though.
It's so
I like,
cute.
I like candy though. It's either candy
we can
or
tell
cocoa.
Jolly Rancher.
I love candy, man. That's my addiction. So.
Well, thank Airhead. You so much for your quote. Is there anything you would love to tell the people about yourself that they don't know?
Can I promote my social media?
You can promote it. Look, this is the Women Wild and Out podcast.
Support the
rules.
YouTube channel, Stand Up Cortez on all platforms, man. Follow me on Twitter at @SitDown_Cortez and add me on Twitter on Instagram at @StandUpCortez and drink water, make lots of money, and shouts out to you beautiful ladies for having me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming. So your flight, real quick before you go, your flight leaves at 5. Where are you going?
I'm going to Utah.
Oh, what's in Utah?
A connected flight to Atlanta.
I'm so sorry about that. That we just did that.
Right.
I'm going to Salt Lake City.
Well, Cortez, you be safe. Remember to wear your backpack. Remember to always snack up with Lunchables.
Yeah. Quick kid cuisines.
Kid cuisine.
Kid cuisine.
Yeah, Lunchables.
Does your girl cook?
No.
She's a welder. No. See, she ain't got time to slave over that fire because she is welding.
No, she feels like if it's too traditional for the woman to do, she would most likely I do it. So she's a misogynist.
Mm. Oh, so you like cook that? And she massages.
I do a lot of this stuff that's
but do you like that?
I'm okay with it. I like to cook.
What is that? What does she do? What's a massage? What is that?
A misogynist is somebody who feels like if a woman is supposed to do it, they won't do it.
Oh, so she massages
like
you.
Like cook, clean,
yeah, so she
take
massages.
Care of kids. So when she pop out them babies, you're going to be breastfeeding.
Yes.
Probably.
I'm going to continue to keep saying that means massage.
That's called a massage therapist, baby.
Yes.
No. Or a
masseuse. Deep tissue.
Deep tissue. Yes.
Thank you so much, Cortez, for coming on the show.
It was fun. I had a great time.
We love you. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for sharing your story and everything.
Absolutely.
You
can see
the dream big. I promise you, I talk about you. I promise you, I'd be like, that story, which you told me for 2 seconds, was like, wow, Jesus, if I'm doing anything wrong, if I'm not being grateful, I just want to say that I'm sorry. Because I had to stop for a second. Sometimes we get in our heads with our shit. Mm-hmm. And like, we forever going to be this. And the next minute, be like, sometimes you be like, uh-uh, girl, calm down.
Working hard.
Mm-hmm. So you continue to keep doing what you got to do and just know that your breakthrough, bigger breakthroughs are coming your way, Cortez.
It's only the beginning.
Yes.
Absolutely. I feel like you're bigger than what you're anxious for, so this is only beginning for all of us.
The domino effect.
What the fuck? I love that. Tell me more.
You must have a lot more. That.
You got a lot on that head.
It's a bright idea. I told you. Yes. I got ideas. It's crazy.
Well, give me one more. Ooh.
It's like a toddler. It's like a toddler.
It's your barber. How does he go over them lumps?
You know humps? What? It's like an experiment.
Why don't you just grow it out and get a little fro?
Genetics. My real dad is actually 77 years old. So my hairline is probably good as gone. Just going to come off in the shower, but I'm going to rock it. I'm going to put a do-rag on it.
Until.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to paint it up. I'm going to get one of the Tory Lanez. Get the Tory Lanez.
Because you got a lot in your head right now. Is that from a do-rag?
No, that's paint. That is what that
No, it's like an imprint.
No, the imprint.
Oh, yeah, I had the durag on too tight.
Oh, yeah.
It don't wrap around me like a regular hair.
Talking about the...
how do you wrap your durag on?
What is it called that be dripping when you sweat?
The Benji stuff.
So what are you? How do you wrap your durag on?
Oh, what I do is I have to put it down first, and then I have to slide it from the back to the front, and I have to wrap it around 3 times. That way it's secure, because I got like a toddler head.
Secure.
And then I tie it around.
Secure.
Then I fold it
over.
Secure. Specific.
We're not going to stress you out no more, baby. We love you.
Yeah, and this is
Wild and Out Podcast, where us women control the mic, and we got a little head over here.
Already.
We love you.
I love you guys too. Continue to drink water, make lots of money, and I thank you guys for having me.
Oh, you're so cute.
Clean your fingernails out too, Cortez.
Yeah, let me live. Hey,
I was scratching. I got nervous. Y'all are popular. Y'all are doing y'all thug dizzle, and I'm proud of y'all.
Don't do that.
So much.
I'm proud of y'all. So
before you walk up in
this stop
podcast,
airing me out so much. Fingernails
make sure
dirty.
You are cleaned up.
Hey, whatever.
You sound like an elder now.
Before you walk in, make sure them nails don't have boogers.
I was like this. I was like
Beijing.
I kept saying Bing.
I was like, this is exciting. I'm gonna be a star.
You said something about you wanna be on Nickelodeon.
I do wanna be on Nickelodeon. I wanted to host the Orange Carpet Awards, but
that's exciting.
They're gonna
How
old are you?
It doesn't matter. You can lie.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna
lie. Yeah, you could definitely lie.
If they reject me, I'll get a tattoo.
You could say 15. You could say 12, 10, 9.
They would believe you.
The pubic hair. Right
if I shave all of this, I'm 13, easy.
Easy.
You're 10. Easy. 10 and a half. Third.
Get bigger glasses, you're good.
I'm great.
Bivocal.
The Jaleel White 2.0. I got it.
Well, we love you guys. This is Women Wild Now Podcast. So stay tuned after this break. You just met Cortez. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Cortez.
Okay, welcome back to the Women of Wild and Out podcast, where we control the mic. So we just got off of an amazing conversation with our guy, Cortez.
Tazzy T.
I definitely learned a lot about him, and I think our supporters can definitely get some inspiration from him.
Yes.
You know, hustling while being on Wild and Out. You know, we got a whole backstory. Found out he has a twin.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Girlfriend.
There's somebody out there for everybody. That's what I learned.
Yeah. And he likes, the dominance for his girlfriends to be dominant. So we learned that about him too.
Misogyny.
Yes.
Massage
you, buddy. Massage therapist.
Like I said, I've always said that his story allows me to remain humble.
Mm-hmm.
Humbly grateful. Because, baby, you hustling. I mean, I can't even lie. Let me stop. I hustled. I had made $300 under the table. Then I worked at Fifth Marriott. So I get it. And in the middle of that, it was my craft, because that was the important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand his story. I just know, like, a big, you know, show like this, I'm like, dang, when his little breakthrough coming? Because I know it's coming. So for me to hear him still working at Red Lobster and still getting into this bag, it's amazing. So just keep, you know, being humble and hustling at your own pace. That's all I could say. I just thought that
definitely
was fire.
And especially mm-hmm. what he touched on about boredom is a misuse of time.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like we could hear her friend saying, "I'm bored. What you up to?" No, you should be like trying to elevate yourself, trying to learn about yourself so that you could be better for other people, better for yourself.
If you're always chilling and kicking it and nothing every time I hit you up, that's a problem.
It is a problem.
That is a problem.
Yeah.
What you doing? Nothing. What and you I doing? Kicking too, it, call, chilling.
When you calling somebody at the end of their day, they in the bed. What you did today? Child, I've been in bed. Or what you did today? Girl, I had 5 shows. Girl, I'm resting. I'll call you right back.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
There is a big
or
difference.
I've been in the yard all day. What you need? What you want? You know?
Not in the yard.
Yeah, like seriously. I can't wait to get to my house so I can plant my little flowers. Like,
I miss my puppy.
I miss my son. Animals. And my
what
plants.
You got?
I have 3 cats and a bird.
Shit.
And a parrot.
Oh, hell no. I don't hear about
that. We talked about that. I forgot. She said her parent be talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parent did I see?
Shut the door.
Shut the door. And I said, "Mama, this is the wrong house. We ain't doing that."
Okay, Vina.
I could see talking about it because that parrot came out of nowhere.
You don't have to tell the story on every episode.
No.
If y'all, hold on, before we, real quick, if you have heard this story, comment below how many times you've heard it. Go ahead. You walked in.
As I walked down, it was like 3 steps. Okay. You know, the house was beautiful. I was like, "Oh, Mom, the basement is already finished. We good to go," you know? But I ain't like when I walked in how everything was open. I like to get to places in my house. I don't like just open areas. So as I proceed to walk down those 3 steps,
it was only 3?
I already seen Santa Maria. So right now I'm already like, yo.
Homie.
Yeah, like what's going on? The candles are lit. Like who passed away in the garage? I don't got nothing against it, but like what's going on? Scared. But then I look to my left. I seen this colorful parrot that says, "Close the door." My mom said, "Oh shit, lock it and where's the latch? Get the latch. Like where's the hammer? Where's the nail?"
But the owner was there.
The owner was there, and she didn't want to sell the house to me. She knew something was in that house. She knew something was in that house.
Was she black or white?
You know what she was. They're the only ones who got that in
there. Got talking animals.
That nigga said, "Close the door." I said, "Okay, somebody passed away in here. Candles is lined up. Okay, now," I said,
Vina is so, she think everything is spirit.
Ooh.
Ooh, spirits.
It was something.
It's so dark.
It's the energy.
No. Yeah, it's the energy. You can feel it. I know
you're
I walked in.
Your wasn't worried
you
about
can
you.
Definitely it wasn't. It. What threw me off was that nigga talked back and said, "Close the door."
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Along Came Polly? That pair was sweet.
Well, this nigga, he was up.
Close the door.
And it reminded me of more money than a Batman needs to lose some weight. Like, he literally spoke.
You said her parrot talks.
Yeah.
But your parrot is nice.
Close the door. Is not me.
It's not telling you.
But
to close
he knows
the door.
That this is the parrot knows this is an open house.
How is that?
Why would you tell me to close the door if this is an open house?
I'm trying to move in.
This was an open house.
Oh my gosh.
Why would you tell me to get out your space?
All right, we know you're going to tell it on another episode.
Yeah, so
let's leave the details
it.
For the next one.
Thank you, Crystal.
All them stuff. Candles lit. Incense burning. I'm like, where I'm at? I'm going to get out.
Okay, y'all. Y'all, I know, comment below how many times you done heard this damn parrot story. Because she can't get over it.
And them candles and all that wasn't scaring me. But when I looked to my left, because he said, close the door. Oh, hell no.
Y'all, this is the Women of Wildin' Out podcast where us beautiful ladies control the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank
Cortez,
you.
We love you. We're so proud of you.
Love
and before
you,
we go, you doing the cheers?
Okay.
Before we go.
Let's do it.
The words of encouragement.
Do what makes you happy.
That's it. As long as you're not hurting nobody, being mean, being malicious, do, excuse me, what makes you happy.
Yeah, because karma's a bitch.
Don't do it too quick. Because if I send a text, that means I mean it. If I said I'm mad at you and I want to slap you down, I mean it. That makes me happy. Next question.
Absolutely not. Don't touch me with those spirits.
You said, oh, you mad at me? I don't give a fuck about that nigga. You better fuck me.
No.
Well, it made me sad 2 seconds later. You know I'm a crybaby.
Yeah. All those spirits.
Someone yelling at me.
Those are spirits, B.
Mm-hmm.
Spirits of confusion.
Turmoil.
Chaotic. The same spirit that was in that parrot.
Oh, don't put that thing on me.
That's the nah, claws.
Do what makes you happy, you guys. Cause you know we doing. I'm doing it now. Back then I wasn't doing it with me. I was like following everybody other opinions, but from others was mattered. Good. Was mattering. And now I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm gonna walk around with my bald head and no drawers on. I'm doing what makes me happy. Sake,
psycho.
Yes.
Ooh, these long days with her.
Well, thank you guys so much for joining us on the Women of Wildin' Out podcast. It's been good. We feeling good. We feeling great. And we about to be back next time. Keep tuning in.
Yeah.